I guess in case he doesn't know how to read or misses the neon pink letters or the glitter. I'm so astounded realizing my crazy best friend isn't the only female in Seattle who's apparently lost her head for this guy when I feel her squeezing my arm. I dare you to look at him and tell me you wouldn't do anything for that man. I wouldn't do anything for that man, I insistently repeat, just to win. You're not looking, she squeals. Look at him. Look. She grabs my face and swings my gaze in the direction of the ring, but I start laughing instead. Melanie loves men, loves to sleep with them, stalk them, drool about them, and yet when she catches them, she can never really hold on to them. I, on the other hand, am not interested in getting involved with anyone. I'm still at that awkward, no thanks, phase when I get any attention. I guess I haven't felt that good about myself in a while. Plus, my romantic little sister, Nora, has had enough boyfriends and drama for both of us. I stare up at the ring as the guy whips off the red satin robe with the word Riptide on the back, and the spectators stand screaming and cheering as he slowly turns to acknowledge them all.